Assembly Bill 990 would reinstate visitation rights for people incarcerated in California's prisons. Supporters say that allowing visitation helps people thrive after release and also saves taxpayer money by preventing reincarceration. Assemblymember Miguel Santiago is sponsor of the legislation.
The ability to touch, the ability to kiss, the ability to see somebody that you love in person. This is not just about those who are incarcerated, but it's about the very many families who have been left behind.
Santiago says his legislation would allow children of incarcerated parents to see them. He also says as the United States continues to come out of COVID, there is no longer an excuse to deny visitation rights. State Senator Maria Elena Durazo says that the correctional system is not about finding the most cruel punishments. Rather, it is about rehabilitating people.
We want them. We want them when they leave and they come back to their families and their communities. We want them to be loved. We want them to feel that they are part of our community. We don't want them to feel isolated. That's not what our correction system is supposed to be about. And we envision in California a justice system that treats individuals with the decency that they deserve.
Durazo says California invests millions of dollars in classes and programs for prisoners to get rehabilitated, and visitation with loved ones is part of rehabilitation. Angelique Evans is a formerly incarcerated mother and the legal organizer of the Young Women's Freedom Center. She says she was lucky that while she was in prison, her mother was able to take custody of her son. But she wasn't able to bring her son to visit Evans because of her past criminal record. Evans describes the benefits that AB 990 would create for future generations and that would have helped her family.
AB 990 would change all of that, right? AB 990 can deny visits based on a criminal record only if the offense was a serious violation of visiting rules. Research shows that visits improve the mental health of the whole family and promote healthy child development while reducing recidivism. Yet only a small percentage of people incarcerated in California prisons receive any visits, much less regular visits.
She says that visitation is rehabilitation. For KPFA News, I'm Daniel Whitty.